This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:14 and this is the evening edition with Lynn. Our next story is focusing on the fate in some ways of Subang Airport, or what awaits it next. So this comes from a report last week from The Vibes that said that businessman Tan Sri Desmond Lim was planning a takeover of Subang Airport, or more accurately Sultan Abdul Aziz Shah Airport, to operate it until 2092. So Tan Sri in question is the largest stakeholder of the construction and property development group, WCT Holdings. And the plan reportedly was to acquire the airport via its subsidiary company, Subang Sky Park. And the plan was to develop it into a city airport. The takeover was reportedly worth 3.7 billion ringgit in initial investment, with 1.7 billion being allocated for a new passenger terminal and executive jet terminal, and the 2 billion that remained to be spent over the next 10 years. And in response to competition with KLIA, the company allegedly said that the airport would capture a different market, the premium business travellers, and would develop routes to cities or complementary secondary airports that KLIA doesn't serve. There was a lot of response to this. So MAHB, Malaysia Airports Holdings Berhad, and Malaysia Aviation Group Berhad disagreed, saying that it would significantly affect the country's aviation industry, that KLIA would lose that competitive edge. And they asked for MAHB to be allowed to execute their regeneration plan for the airport as planned. MAHB has, however, clarified that it is yet to receive details on the reported proposal. Parti Socialist Malaysia in Malaysia Kini argued that the move would go against public interest and that the sale would expose MAHB to full market profit-oriented competition, hence that loss of competitive edge, though it had a role to support domestic air travel to rural parts of East Malaysia. And to clarify this, at least somewhat, the Transport Ministry also released a statement saying that any proposal to redevelop Subang Airport is still preliminary and that the final consideration and decision-making will rest with the cabinet. So that's where we find ourselves. There was a lot of coverage of it and a lot of concerns. I would like to know whether you share them, right? Are you worried about this situation with Subang Airport and what it might mean, depending on whose regeneration plan or whose change of plans it goes with? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We are now crossing over to Shuko Yusof, who is the founder and analyst at Andao Analytics. Shuko, thanks for speaking to us. So first up, what is the role of Subang Airport in domestic aviation in our country?
Well, Subang Airport, as everyone knows and who has used it, is primarily a KL city airport due to its proximity to the city center. And it also acts as an airport that serves turboprop airlines, or rather airlines that fly turboprop aircraft such as Firefly and Malindo. And so those are the two primary purposes of Subang International Airport.
What are some challenges that the airport itself has faced in recent years?
Despite its geography, it has that very, very strategic advantage of being, I think, about 30 or 35 kilometers close to the city center. Subang is dated. It was first built, I think, in 1965, and it's come a long way. It has seen several changes, several upgrades, and so on. But ever since KLIA was built, I think its role pretty much was diminished. It was subjected merely for private jets, for cargo companies, cargo carriers, and until recently for the use of turboprop aircraft by smaller airlines. So the challenge is getting enough passenger traffic. The challenge is having facilities upgraded. As I said earlier, I mean, it's been dated for some time. Apart from Subang having a strategic role, a geographic role advantage, there's not really much other advantage because, you know, it's a very tight space. It's small and with very limited facilities there.
So at the moment, at least, MAHB already has existing plans to regenerate the airport. Do we know what they involve?
I think we only know from what they've mentioned in the media, and those include upgrading of the facilities and some other ideas which involve shifting and realigning some of the companies and the stages, the terminals there. I think, I haven't heard or read very much on what they've seen. I have read somewhere, informed the authorities about some of the plans that they are hoping to put into place. But other than that, I think they still are in the midst of formulating some of the regeneration of that airport.
So earlier reports suggested that WCT Holdings had planned to take over the airport and cater to premium business travellers and open up routes that aren't currently served by KLIA. Do you see a demand for that at the moment?
At the moment, absolutely not, because it's COVID, it's a pandemic. Apart from the cargo carriers that's paid out of Subang, there's very little action there. I know Firefly and Malindo still mount some flights there, but other than that, it's very subdued. And even pre-COVID, it was quite active. It was very busy because a lot of people prefer to use Subang, myself included. If you're flying from Chennai in JB to KL, you prefer to land into Subang because it's closer to the city compared to KLIA, for example. This talk that it's catering to premium travelers, I think it's been discussed for many years. It's not a new subject, so to speak. I think there have been proposals before to turn it into a full-fledged city airport where you have business jets and regional jets as well applying from that airport. Is there demand? There should be demand because KL is the capital city. I think demand is how you create it to begin with. And if you can create enough sufficient demand for it, there will be because of the attraction of the airport being very close to downtown KL.
And if we talk about those potential or proposed changes, what would they mean for travellers as well as the local aviation industry?
Well, number one, let's not forget we have KLIA, which is the main international airport in Sepang. That's been around since 1998. And then subsequently, KLIA2 was built for the primary purpose of serving the discount carrier or the discount market for low-cost passengers next to KLIA. So KLIA2 is there. So when you want to have a city airport such as at Subang, I think you need to take into account various perspectives, especially what it would do not just for the company that's bidding for it, for example, or what it would do for MAHB and Malaysia Airlines or the impact ramifications on them, but also you need to understand whether there is a real need to have that and what it would mean in terms of who is able to fly there with what tools, which what sort of aircraft. I think if you make it into a city airport, then you will probably need to allow jet aircraft to fly there rather than just turboprop. In the current condition, I think only turboprops are allowed to fly commercially out of Subang, and jets are only limited to cargo carriers as well as private jets, for example. So if you go into building it and developing it as what has been mentioned, I think it's a reconcession of that, and they're planning to upgrade it to a city airport. Then it would mean that you would see more airlines perhaps changing their business model. Right? Firefly, we know, has already started to fly jets now. So instead of flying out of KLIA, perhaps, you know, in future they can fly out of Suva, which be, you know, attractive proposition as well for passengers. But again, it's there are many permutations to that. At the end of the day, the government has to decide based on recommendations by the CAM as well as the as MAVCOM, and not to forget MAHB and Malaysia Airlines, which is a national carrier. These entities have a lot of say and a lot of influence in the entire equation.
Could you take us through what a reconcession bid would mean for the airport as opposed to a takeover?
Well, from my understanding, and this is from what they've announced, the reconcession would just extend and then upgrade the proposals that they have already put into place, i.e., you know, this is a long-term project, which they have indicated until, I think, it's just about 70 years or something like that, and which is a long time in the scheme of things. And that also begs another question, why is it, you know, such a long lease, right? But again, I think one of the things that the WCT in this case would want to do as part of it would be to upgrade that and to work, I think, with not just MAHB and the other existing companies at Subang. There are many freight companies there. There are many private companies, private jet companies and so on. But also perhaps, you know, looking beyond that, work a collaboration possibly with the Selangor state government, which has a very strong pro-aviation policy in place already, and they own some very prime land not very far from Subang. And so that's also an indication of how things can materialize in future should WCT be successful in its attempt to get the reconcession.
So in determining the fate of the airport then, what do you think the decision-making process by the government is going to take into account?
That's very simple. I think it comes down to money and how much they can generate from such a proposal and how this can develop into something that could generate, could be very lucrative. So at the end of the day, the decision-making, while taking into account what MAHB, Malaysia Airlines Group and CAM and MAVCOM have to say, that they also would have to consider the amount of the proposition that's been put forward by WCT, for example, and how much it involves. I mean, you know, there's a lot of money that they would have to take into account. So the decision would be driven, I suspect, apart from the usual consideration for passengers, for development within the state, for the growth of the airport and so on, would primarily be considered based on how much money is at stake. And that would, I think, be the consideration to come in the final judgment.
Shukur, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks.
That was Shukur Yusof, founder and analyst at Endow Analytics, talking to us about the situation that is currently facing Subang Airport or Sultan Abdul Aziz Shah Airport. If you would like to weigh in on this, you can, of course, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. After the 7:30 news, we are going to be headed into Everyone's a Critic, in which we are going to be looking at two different dance videos. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.